Hi, I'm Esko, and I'm 10 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Eskil, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Alexandre Desplat Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet after the music later in the show. Yesterday, we listened to music from Desplat's first Oscar-nominated score. That was for the 2006 film The Queen. Well, after that, he was really busy writing all kinds of scores for very famous movies like The Curious Case of Benjamin Button or Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Parts 1 and 2. Well, today we're going to hear music from a kids' movie by the director Wes Anderson called The Fantastic Mr. Fox. This was based on a book by Roald Dahl, who also wrote James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Now, The Fantastic Mr. Fox is about a fox who steals food every night from three mean, wealthy farmers. They're fed up with Mr. Fox's theft and they try to kill him, so they dig their way into the fox's home, but the animals are able to outwit the farmers and live underground. Today we're going to hear three selections from the soundtrack. First, Mr. Fox in the Fields. Then we'll hear Bogus, Bunce, and Bean, who, according to the movie, are the three meanest, ugliest farmers in the history of ever, and Jimmy Squirrel and Company, who are Mr. Fox's friends who help him move into his new home. This is music from the original soundtrack by Alexandre Desplat. Music is so cute. Isn't it cool that yesterday Desplat could write some tension-filled, very interesting music, and then today write something so quirky and fun? He has a varied imagination. That's part of what makes him so good. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one of those every 30 days. Here's the question. Coming up Friday, we're going to hear some music written for a mysterious sea creature. Speaking of mysterious sea creatures, what mysterious sea creature is known as the unicorn of the sea? Here's a big hint. It has two horns. One is kind of smallish and doesn't matter that much. The other one grows right through its upper lip and could grow to more than 8 feet long, hence the unicorn thing. What kind of creature is the unicorn of the sea? Send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And when you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Motello. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Public Radio.